Thailand's media is facing tough times since the May 22nd coup, with Thai editors and executives already summoned to meetings and told by the military to tread carefully in reporting on national events. An initial hard line towards media criticism has eased slightly, but only after the military shut down news media it deemed as politically divisive. A first major step was the junta's pullback from a ban on all criticism of the military leaders after pressure from the media, but restrictions remain. Talk shows are banned, as are live interviews of academics and former government officials and analysts, especially by Thai broadcast media. International satellite TV news broadcasters CNN and BBC were both off the air for days immediately after the May 22nd coup. Pichai Chuansuk Sawadee, editor-in-chief of the English-language Bangkok Post, says TV and radio broadcasts are under close scrutiny.
Under previous governments, the way they put on pressure is different. But here it's clear. These are the announcements, blah, blah, blah. They're willing to listen to a certain extent and make changes in the announcement. But the fact that I think for television, for radio, for satellite, they're under the gun more than the print media. That's for sure.
Thailand's media has developed certain coping mechanisms for operating under the challenge of long periods of military rule. Since becoming a constitutional monarchy in 1932, Thailand has faced 12 coups. But under civilian governments, threats to the media were largely indirect and economic in nature. Here, they relied on lawsuits, buying up shares in newspapers, or steps to trigger losses as advertising was withdrawn. Such indirect threats were a feature of the administration's link to former leader Thaksin Shinawat, ousted in a 2006 coup. It was the government of his younger sister Yingluck Shinawat that was overthrown in May. Supinya Klenarong, a media rights activist and member of Thailand's National Broadcasting Commission, NBTC, says nowadays the atmosphere is one of fear throughout the media industry.
Especially now, the climate of fear is spreading national level and also in organization level because of the coup itself and the martial law and all the criminalization of all acts.
The Paris-based Reporters Without Borders accused the Thai military of using the pretext of guaranteeing public order to censor all criticism of the armed forces, discouraging the press from freely expressing opinions. The group ranks Thailand, once one of the freest in Southeast Asia, at 130 out of 180 countries on an index of media freedom in 2014. Phil Robinson, Deputy Asia Director of the New York-based Human Rights Watch, says the banning of certain content in news reports is a clear message for the media.
Well, I think there's a deepening repression of critical media bringing out points of view that the military junta disagree with. You know, what we're seeing is increased banning of reports, blocking of websites, issued warnings to media, both, you know, print and to electronic media, to, you know, not step across a line that only the military junta really knows where that line lies.
A harder line is already felt by some journalists. Chutama Siddhasatan, a reporter on a Phuket-based web news service, Phuket One, along with its Australian editor, Alan Morrison, faced criminal defamation charges brought last year over the publication of a Reuters report that elements within the Thai Navy were tied to trafficking of Muslim Rohingya from Myanmar. Chutama says she now faces intimidation regularly from naval personnel in Phuket.
I've been intimidated from personnel officer, the Navy officer. You can't talk too much. You can't write this story. If you're writing the story, what is that Navy get involved, we're going to call you in. So very, very disturbing about this issue. You know? And then I keep telling them, so we are journalists. We can't keep silent.
The Bangkok Post editor Pichai says the junta seems ready to loosen restrictions in a bid to project a more positive image to the global community. But he adds the military will have no qualms to bite if dissatisfied with the media's message. Ron Corbin, FSRN, Bangkok.